Hi, my name is Clint Lalonde, and I work for an organization called BC Campus. And I want to tell you a little bit about one of the ways in which I used a slot provided by the OpenETC for a conference that BC Campus hosted this spring. BC Campus hosts many different professional learning opportunities for educators in the British Columbia post-secondary system. And this spring, we wanted to do something that was a little bit different. We wanted to experiment with online conferences and create something that was highly engaging, highly participatory, and highly interactive. So we created a workshop called Studio 20 using a studio pedagogy model where we actually had people participating and creating content as they went along in the workshop. They were creating visuals, they were drawing, they were creating audio and podcasts. We wanted to focus on the making aspect and to show how you could do this in an online environment with your students. So we had about 60 participants register for Studio 20, and it went over a couple of days, and it was a great session. And one of the things that we wanted to have people do is share what they created and be able to show the other participants. And we needed a place to do this. Now, certainly some of the people who participated in Studio 20 had their own websites or their own social media accounts, and we encouraged them to share there so that they had full ownership of the things that they created. But we also had a number of participants who did not have access to a place to post and share the content that they created as part of Studio 20. So I set up a slot on the OpenETC website for Studio 20. And a slot is a super easy website that is made for gathering this kind of material. Very simple. You don't need to have a user account even. You can submit things anonymously, and you get a website that is made up of all the different artifacts of what people have created. I created a 60-second video that was how to splot in 60 seconds. That I posted on the front page of the splot so that when participants in Studio 20 came to the splot site, they could watch the video and in 60 seconds understand completely how a splot worked. So when Studio 20 began, I actually wasn't sure if we would get a lot of people participating and sharing content. But as it turned out, by the end of Studio 20, we had over 100 submissions on the splot. And people were sharing the links to their submissions, uploading images, uploading audio tracks, things that they were creating during Studio 20, including all of the reflections of what they were learning during Studio 20, which was fantastic to see. So the OpenETC did provide us with this free of charge because we're educators in British Columbia. And we now have this wonderful archive where people were able to contribute and share the things that they created as part of Studio 20.